Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Here of a wrestling match here. You got 12 wrestlers around the ring. You got dancing midgets and leather. You got your own. You got everything that you've ever wanted.
The cone starts hitting Mays. Mays jumps on him. And Cepeda and Prager at it. And Cepeda gets it a left hook. Boy, we've got a brawl.
Lon, I've seen some good ones, but this is the best when they get squared off individually like that.
Woo! Woo!
Woo! Love that money.
Well, you have to talk to my lawyer on that one.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Live from the world's most beautiful city, the Taco Man Audio Magazine is on the air.
Are you ready for a good time?
Once again, I am Johnny Taco, your host, folks. And for the next hour, I hope to entertain you, inform you, and possibly infuriate you all at the same time. If I can do one of the three, baby, I've done my job. Straight up, we don't take phone calls on this show. This is not your mom's type of show. Straight up, we talk about politics and sports and the world at large. And, you know, you can text us here in the studio, but we don't take phone calls. The text line, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Tonight, on the Johnny Taco Audio Magazine, we'll hear from the great Seth Meyers, right? The heavyweight champion of late night TV. That's right, Seth Meyers will be in the house for a closer look. But wait, we're not done. We'll then hear from Colin Cowherd. Of course, the man that, he just tells it like it is. He just does. Double C does. He knows his basketball. He's talking to NBA. Who's the best player in the league? That kind of stuff. We'll go deep with Double C in segment three. And, of course, our star. Segment four. Tonight, Dominic Jimenez. Dom's Diner. Segment four, of course, the great Dominic Jimenez. What can I say? I love his commercial work, but, man, the work he does on this show is just stellar. Straight up, I've got an all-star lineup. As I said, no phone calls, but you can text us here in the studio. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. You're tuned to the Taco Man Audio Magazine, brought to you in part by the World Boxing Organization. Check them out, WBillBoxing.com. This is Sports Byline.
Indy is a spectacle unlike anything else.
33 maniacs at 220 plus miles an hour, and then the biggest crowd on earth.
Kissing the bricks, drinking the milk, feels like you're in a dream.
If you win, it's going to change your lives forever.
Will Power is going to win the Indianapolis 500-mile race.
The Indianapolis 500, Sunday, May 26th, only on NBC.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. Do not forget to buy lentils, or the lentil soup you're making for dinner will be sorely lacking. By the way, Mrs. Calloway says thanks for helping her bundle home and auto. She appreciates the extra savings, even though you kept using the word apropos incorrectly. But the main thing is, do not forget to buy, what was it? Something apropos the lentil soup. Sorry, I'll call you back.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Do you have a problem hearing the television? Do you need to crank up the volume so loud your family is screaming at you? Then put on your TV ears. TV ears has helped millions of people just like you hear TV loud and clear without cranking up the volume. For about $60 with a 30-day free trial, you can get your own set of TV ears. When you wear TV ears, you can mute the TV volume for private listening or let others watch TV with you. Order in the next 10 minutes and take us up on our 30-day home trial and very special price. TV Ears is a brand hearing professionals have trusted for more than 20 years. And through this special radio offer, you can get your very own for just $60. Just mention promo code RADIO. So put on your TV ears and make everyone happy.
800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. That's 800-984-4207.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
This is Sports Overnight America.
The president held an impromptu press conference today, lashing out at Democrats, calling for his impeachment. For more on this, it's time for a closer look. This morning, Democratic leaders were scheduled to meet with Trump at the White House about infrastructure. Now, why the Democrats were meeting with him at all is beyond me. First of all, he's never kept his word on any promise he's ever made to them. And second, he's fighting Congress on literally every front related to their investigations. In fact, before the meeting, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who's facing increasing calls from her own caucus to impeach Trump, accused him of orchestrating a cover-up.
We believe that no one is above the law, including the President of the United States, and we believe that the President of the United States is engaged in a cover-up.
Yeah, he is. So why are you meeting with him? That's like responding to someone's birthday evite by writing, "I resent the day you were born," and then still clicking, "will attend." Now, it will not surprise you to learn that Trump did not take kindly to that remark, and shortly afterward, he called an impromptu press conference, and you knew right off the bat this was going to be a weird one, because before Trump even got there, he had a sign printed up in front of the podium with the words, "no collusion and no obstruction" on it. First of all, this is such a dumb sign because he made the words "no" super big and the other words super tiny. I have a feeling the staff at DC Kinko's voted for Hillary. If anything, this looks like the world's least effective anti-drug PSA. And sure enough, Trump's press conference was predictably off the rails. He started out with an obvious lie that he just assumed everyone else would agree with.
I just saw that Nancy Pelosi, just before our meeting, made a statement that we believe that the President of the United States is engaged in a cover-up. Well, it turns out I'm the most, and I think most of you would agree to this, I'm the most transparent president probably in the history of this country.
No, we would not agree. I mean, we could see right through you, but I don't think that's what you meant. He always tries. He does this thing where he always tries to trick everybody into thinking they agree with him. He's like a guy on a first date who tries to sneak in something like, "so I think you'd agree we should go back to my place," and you're like, you haven't been reading the signs. Trump then complained about the hearings and subpoenas issued by the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Jerry Nadler, who's from New York. Trump's administration has repeatedly obstructed Nadler's investigation and defied his subpoenas, and Trump complained about Nadler during his press conference.
Jerry Nadler, who's been an enemy of mine for many years, he fought me in New York unsuccessfully, by the way. I've had great success against Jerry.
Great success against Jerry? You know you're the bad guy when you literally sound like Newman. So Trump is now openly defying the law and refusing to work with Congress unless they stop investigating him. It's worth remembering that Republicans spent years pretending to care about the Constitution, and now Trump is exposing them all as frauds. In fact, during the campaign, Trump pretended that he, too, was concerned about government overreach and that all he wanted to do was get back to the Constitution.
It's all about the Constitution and so important, the Constitution the way it was meant to be.
I'm a very strong constitutionalist. I mean, I feel so strongly about it.
The mainstream media wants to surrender our Constitution.
I feel very strongly about our Constitution. I'm proud of it. I love it. And I want to go through the Constitution. That's what we want to do. I mean, we want to bring the Constitution back.
What do you mean, bring it back? He talks about the Constitution like he's rebooting a classic TV show on Netflix. We want to bring Friends back. And this time, there's going to be a lot more Marcel. Trump was just echoing years of empty Republican rhetoric about respecting the Constitution. And this week, we got to see just how empty and meaningless all that rhetoric was when one Republican, Michigan Congressman Justin Amash, became the first member of his party in Congress to call for Trump's impeachment. Amash laid out his reasoning in an extensive Twitter thread where he cited the Mueller report and the Constitution section on impeachment and wrote, "Our Constitution is brilliant and awesome. It deserves a government to match it." And instead of celebrating him as a champion of the Constitution, his fellow Republicans slammed him. Trump even took to Twitter to call Amash a loser. And when Amash was asked about Trump's comments on the street, his answer was simple yet effective.
Sir, what about President Trump calling you a loser?
Okay.
Honestly, yeah, I mean, that probably is the best way to respond. You know, just treat him like he's a grandpa in a nursing home. The nurses are stealing my pills and they want to sell my organs to Mexico. Okay. So instead of joining Amash and actually reading the Constitution, Republicans are standing with Trump as he stonewalls Congress and openly defies the law. For example, the Trump administration is refusing to comply with a subpoena to release Trump's tax returns. Now, the Washington Post reported this week that a confidential draft memo from the IRS said the tax returns must be given to Congress unless the president invokes executive privilege. And yet, during a hearing today, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin insisted the president was right not to release them and also that he had nothing to hide.
Do you think the American people have a right to know what's in those tax reforms?
No, I don't. Presidents are not required to, and the American public knew that he didn't release them before they voted for him.
Do you know what the president's hiding?
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
Do you know what he's hiding? I mean, he doesn't want anybody to see him, certainly not the Congress.
I don't think he's hiding anything.
Yeah, I know he is. I mean, when you have something and you won't let people see it, that's hiding. That's what that word means on our planet. Also, Trump's always hiding something. He spent his entire life lying about everything from his net worth to his businesses to his personal life. If we subpoenaed his driver's license, we'd probably find out his real name was something totally different, like Tiddly D. Wigglesmith III. I hadn't noticed the picture the first time. Are you good with the picture? No, that looks great. And not only is Trump hiding his tax returns, he's also telling his aides not to comply with requests to testify before Congress. This week, for example, he ordered his former White House counsel, Don McGahn, to defy a subpoena and skip a hearing on the Mueller report. 3 weeks after, Trump's Attorney General William Barr also refused to show up for a hearing, which means we've now had two congressional hearings in 3 weeks with members talking to empty chairs. And you know things are bad when C-SPAN is getting attention for shots of empty chairs because C-SPAN specializes in shots of empty chairs. Whenever you see a close shot of a member of Congress like this, it looks like they're talking to a bunch of their colleagues until they take the wide shot and you see that no one's there. I mean, look at that. It looks like a college lecture hall during a class no one wanted to take, you know, something like geology in the age of social media. Democrats want McGahn to testify because he's a key witness in the Mueller report and he has evidence about some of the most damning accusations of obstruction of justice against Trump. For example, McGahn said Trump ordered him to fire Mueller in the middle of the investigation, but McGahn refused, threatening to quit. And in doing so, he used some colorful language that news anchors have been happy to repeat on air.
McGahn spoke with the president twice and understood the directive the same way both times. In response to that request, McGahn decided to quit. He called the lawyer, drove to the White House, packed up his office, prepared to submit a resignation letter with his chief of staff, told Reince Priebus that the president had asked him to do crazy
Don McGahn says to Reince Priebus, which is the third witness to this incident, the president asked me to do some crazy.
If there's one thing we can be grateful for in this otherwise horrible time, it's straight-laced news anchors just letting loose. It used to be you tuned into the news and Walter Cronkite would solemnly read the day's headlines, and now journalists are like drunk Red Sox fans lighting cars on fire after the World Series. Hey, bro, that's some crazy. I mean, pretty soon. I mean, at this rate, pretty soon MSNBC is going to have a show just called. Welcome to. It's like when the redacted Mueller report first came out and Wolf Blitzer read Trump's expletive-filled response on national television.
This is what the president himself said, and I'm quoting him now. He calls it total bull.
It's so bizarre to see someone say those words in such a dry tone. It's like an episode of Star Trek where they give Data a profanity chip. Captain, I've detected a goddamn anomaly in the warp core, bitch. We need to hear from McGahn. We need to hear from Robert Mueller, and we need to hear again from Barr, who basically been threatening to turn the Justice Department into a political weapon to be wielded against the president's opponents. Last week, Barr appointed a prosecutor to examine the origins of the Russia probe. And at a rally on Monday, Trump responded to chants of lock them up by telling the crowd his attorney general would look into it.
This phony witch hunt that we all went through together is a disgrace. If that ever happened to the other side, this thing would have been over 2 years ago, and you know, it would have been treason. They would have called it treason. And that's what it is. It was treason. Well, we have a great new attorney general who's going to give it a very fair look.
If an angry mob chants lock them up about your political opponents, the proper response isn't, we'll give it a look. That's how a mechanic responds when you ask them to check your motor oil. We'll give it a look. It'll cost $2,000. And then you say, $2,000 for motor oil? That's
total bull.
This has been a closer look.
From the heavyweight champion of late night TV, Seth Meyers, to the man, he's a bad dude, pound for pound, double C, Colin Cowherd in the house next on Sports Byline.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. MYEVOZ.com.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Who is the best NBA player? Steph Curry? LeBron James? No, Double C thinks it's somebody else.
This was a couple of months ago. There was a poll that came out from Sam Amick of The Athletic, excellent NBA writer. And he polled a bunch of people in the NBA. Who would you start your franchise with? And do you remember that day I came on the air and I said, time out. The top three guys are centers. What? You guys watching the NBA anymore? It was Giannis, Anthony Davis, and Joel Embiid. And I said, okay, I'm going to build around guys that I don't trust at the free throw line late, that don't shoot threes, and that don't have the ball in their hands. They're not ball handlers. They can't control the tempo. And I pointed out that Anthony Davis, one playoff series win. Joel Embiid, not really a relevant playoff player. Injuries, drama, social fun, not relevant in the playoffs. Carl Anthony Towns, a big nothing burger. And here's Giannis shrinking. I mean, I didn't get it then. I don't get it now. Is everybody watching the same league I'm watching? You know what this series is about? You have two great players. One guy you can marginalize and one guy you can't. Go ahead. Try to trap Kawhi Leonard. He'll just dribble out of it. The whole floor, to defend Kawhi Leonard, he can use the whole floor. Giannis has about an 8-foot box. And the Raptors have figured out, let's throw a bunch of bigs at him, a bunch of length at him, box him in, and see how he does it. I mean, Giannis, as Chris Webber pointed out, did you notice late in the game, the guy you want to build around wasn't even on the floor? Again, Giannis is great. I'm not denying that. But when you're voting as an executive in an anonymous poll telling me who to build around and you can't figure out the basics in your sport, this is why I've said you can take a wide receiver out of a game. You can roll the coverage. Weather can take a wide receiver out of the game. If you have a deep threat and it's snowing, good luck. A running back, I can put 8 in the box. Quarterback, if I have a good offensive line, he's going to control the sport. That's what Tom Brady does. But you can't tell me these centers are going to control this league. They don't shoot threes. I don't trust them late at the free throw line. And these games are all decided, by the way, at the free throw line or late. And the other thing is, do they control the tempo? You know, Kobe in his prime, LeBron in his prime, Kawhi in his prime. They have the whole court. There was a moment that we're just showing this play on FS1 where, you know, there was a play in this game where basically the Raptors just invited Giannis to come right at him. Look, they got four guys around him, all sorts of length. He's not a great ball handler. He's not comfortable pulling up. And that's how you defend the big. We're not saying during the regular season that these guys can't be dominant players. But once I get to play you 7 straight games, it is much easier to marginalize a center and a non-ball handler and a non-great shooter than it is Kobe in his prime, LeBron in his prime, Kawhi Leonard in his prime. And that's all this series is. I mean, even ask yourself this. LeBron's been the best player in the world for about 12 years, right? I mean, we knew that, right? Now this year's a little different, but he was the best basketball player in the world for 12 years. LeBron sometimes even struggled playing with bigs. I mean, he loved Chris Bosh, but it was a weird thing. So Bosh was a center, and Kevin Love was a big, and then they became shooters. LeBron struggled playing with Tristan Thompson at times, and Kevin Love at times, and Chris Bosh at times. So they can be hard to play with. Ben Simmons doesn't play well with Joel Embiid. The Houston Rockets, the Golden State Warriors, late in games, they're trying to get smaller, not bigger. Boogie Cousins, we don't need you. Clint Capella, we don't need you. So it's not a knock on Giannis. But when you're having a poll on who you'd build around and GMs are voting for centers, we're not watching the same game. Because this series is just down to two great players, and Milwaukee can't figure out how to stop Toronto's, and Toronto's figured out to a higher degree how to manipulate, marginalize, and slow down Milwaukee's. In the last 12 years, it was really written in stone. No reasonable person was going to argue that LeBron James was the best player in the world. It wasn't really an argument. It was silly. I mean, and it didn't even matter who won the MVP award. Nobody ever thought Westbrook was better or Harden was better than LeBron. LeBron was the most valuable player. I mean, it was dumb to argue for 10 years. I don't care. D-Rose was ever more valuable. Well, he had a better year. It's not called who had the best statistical year. It's called most valuable player. I mean, good God, the ratings are down 50% in the Eastern Conference. He's even valuable to television executives. Forget the league. Forget the players. Forget his teammates. LeBron's been the best player in the NBA for the, in my opinion, until he got hurt this year, for the last 12 years. And he was also the most valuable. And it shows the MVP award. As you're watching these MVP award winners get dusted out in the first round of the playoffs, you know, it's comedy to me. But I think now for the first time it marks a new era. And generally speaking, there's only one or two guys we even talk about as best player in the game. It was Magic or Bird, I chose Magic. It was Michael, and nobody argued. Then Michael left, and it was it Barkley? Was it Akeem? Was it, you know? And most of my life, you know, it was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar before, like, Magic and Bird arrived. There was always, like, a guy. And maybe there was a second guy that was kind of close. But I think we're now, I'm watching these playoffs, and it's wide open who the best player in the world is. Let's start with my vote, Kevin Durant. But I got to be honest, it doesn't help my case when the Warriors are 31-1 in the last 32 games without him. It doesn't help my case any. He's certainly not valuable. He's not as valuable as LeBron. He's not as valuable as Kawhi. I don't think anybody would argue that if you took Kawhi off the Raptors, I'm not even sure it's a playoff team. So my vote is Kevin Durant. But he is not as valuable as many players in this league. Then there's Kawhi Leonard. Well, I mean, this is like Jordan. He's having an unbelievable all-time playoff run. And I don't think there's any disputing. He's brought a little mid-range jumper back, which I like. And he's the best two-way player in the game. And that's not arguable. And he is valuable. Best, I don't know. But in terms of valuable, he's valuable. Okay, then there's Steph Curry, who I think's more valuable than Kevin Durant, but Durant's a better player. Steph's averaging 35.5 points since KD got hurt. And by the way, they've trailed by 17, 18, 17. It doesn't even matter. He's the fourth quarter assassin. There's nobody in the game like him right now. There's LeBron James, 28-8-8. Now, he decided last year to take defense off. He just didn't play any defense. And so I don't think you can make him all NBA, but would anybody be shocked if LeBron came back finally rested and just tore it up next year? I'm going to go with I wouldn't be shocked. Then there's Giannis. Now, this morning, everybody's like, whoa, listen, 7 days ago, if you even argued Giannis wasn't in the top two, you were a hater. And then there's James Harden, who is analytically the best offensive player ever, analytically. Now, here's what I know. If you don't control the tempo by dribbling, if I don't trust you late at the free throw line, And if you're not a great three-point shooter, or at least really good, you're never going to be my best player in the game. Giannis, I don't care how many 60-minute pieces they do. He's never going to be my best player in the game. I think he's a great kid and a great player and a force to be reckoned with. But if you got some length on your roster, you can marginalize him much easier than Kevin Durant, Kawhi, Steph, LeBron, James Harden. So I think the who's the best basketball player in the world, you could vote a lot of different ways. I'm a KD guy here, but it's not helping my case that he doesn't appear to be that valuable. They're 31-1 in Golden State with Steph leading. LeBron was the best player and easily the most valuable for 12 years. He was valuable to executives, TV companies, teammates, the Eastern Conference, the league, ticket sales. I mean, LeBron, you couldn't argue. You were silly. You just sounded like you were trying to get an argument on radio. But now, I think it's wide open. And even the guy I think's the best, I don't think he's that valuable in terms of he's not Kawhi valuable. He's not Kawhi valuable, and I'm not sure he's Steph valuable.
Next up on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the Taco Man Audio Magazine. That's right, Dominic Jimenez, Dom's Diner. Next up on Sports Byline.
Let me start this off by saying I like and respect Kevin Durant and am not trying to continue a Twitter beef with him. However, he did challenge my credibility, and I must respond to that. In my telephone, I have more than 60 direct messages from Kevin Durant on Twitter and Instagram since February of 2018. These were conversations initiated by KD himself. We talked about a lot of the things I talked about on Undisputed, and some of these conversations lasted more than 5 hours. If you want to argue over the difference between a text and a DM in the year 2019, go right ahead. But to me, it's all the same thing. For those of you want me to publish these DMs, it's not going to happen. Out of respect for KD, those texts will remain private. Finally, after all of this, I will continue to love, respect, and pray for Kevin Durant and objectively analyze him.
It counts on the foul.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Well, forget about the cops. They're not interested in any two-bit setup you got here.
Oh, I don't want any trouble.
Look, is my rent paid?
Yeah.
Don't stop bothering me.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
What's going on, everybody? It's time for another edition of Dom's Diner here on the Taco Man Audio Magazine, part of Sports Byline, USA's Sports Overnight America, Sirius XM Radio as well. Welcome to the show, and if you don't know what the diner is all about, let me tell you, it's all about celebrating the best and the worst in the week of sports. We highlight who had a good week. We poke fun at people who had a bad week. If there's a crazy quote or somebody did something dumb, we'll laugh at them too. So it's all in good fun here at the diner. But without further ado, let's get this thing started. A lot of winners this week. I'm just going to warn you now. Buckle up. We're going to start off with winners.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
It's a list. It's a damn list. So let's get rolling. First winner, Brooks Koepka. That's right. He wins his second straight PGA Championship, leading start to finish. Oh, and while he was in that start to finish lead, he also set the course record at Bethpage Black for a single round of 63. So Brooks Koepka, two-shot victory over Dustin Johnson, six shots ahead of third place. Koepka did almost everything in his power to not win it come Sunday. Shot a 4-over on Sunday. Dustin Johnson shot a 1-under. Was not good enough because the weekend was just brutal. And I mean brutal on the golfers. There were not a lot of scores under par on Sunday. But Brooks Koepka, first place, 8-under. And that's despite a 4-over round 4. He wins his second straight PGA Championship. Now is Brooks Koepka's... probably going to be the number one golfer. He is the number one golfer in the world golf rankings, but he's got to be the favorite to go to the U.S. to be the U.S. Open champ, where he won last year. Not at Pebble Beach, but he did win the U.S. Open last year. So Brooks Koepka, back-to-back PGA championships, another major win. Good on you. Next winner, Ryan Pressly, sets the MLB record with 40 straight scoreless appearances. And it's not innings pitched, but it's appearances. Until Friday, when he gave up a solo home run. So close to continuing that streak, but it was a solo home run to pretty much dead center. It was very well hit. But shout out to Ryan Pressly of the Houston Astros, setting the MLB record with 40 straight scoreless appearances. Most scoreless innings, obviously, that still belongs to Oral Hershiser. But 40 straight scoreless appearances, obviously easier to do as a reliever. But that's besides the point. Shout out Ryan Pressly for getting that done. Next winner, Lionel Messi wins his third straight Golden Shoe. What's the Golden Shoe? Golden Shoe means you're the leading scorer in all of Europe's top flight leagues. Spain, the La Liga. England, the Premier League. France, Ligue 1. Germany, the Bundesliga. Italy, Serie A. Lionel Messi led all the top divisions in scoring for the third straight year. It's his third straight Golden Shoe and sixth overall, which is the most all time. There's always going to be that debate. Oh, who's better? Ronaldo, Cristiano Ronaldo, or Lionel Messi? There's no wrong answer. B, it just very well may be Lionel Messi. But that's okay. Next winner! We mentioned Ryan Pressly. Now we're going to go to his former team, the Minnesota Twins. They are winners because Minnesota became the first team to hit 100 home runs this season in just 50 games, 100 homers, I can do the math. That's two homers per game for the Minnesota Twins. The Twins have tied the 1999 Mariners as the only teams to hit 100-plus home runs in their first five games. How about that? That's a lot of home runs. How about that? No, okay. No, not feeling Cash Me Outside. That's okay. The Minnesota Twins absolutely raking this season. Surprisingly leading the American League Central. So, yeah, the Minnesota Twins absolutely have been winners so far this season. Next winner. This is kind of sports. Kind of not sports. But I'm going to put it on the winners list anyway. James Holtower. He's a professional sports bettor. So, okay, there's the sports angle. Here's what's impressive. He surpassed the $2 million mark in Jeopardy after his 27th straight win that aired on Friday. The only other person to win $2 million on Jeopardy was Ken Jennings. He made $2.5 million over 74 wins. That's right, 74 wins to get $2.5 million. James Holzhauer, 27 wins, $2 million. Something tells me unless he gets beaten pretty quickly, he'll be shattering Ken Jennings' all-time Jeopardy earnings total. And it's funny, you think Ken Jennings, oh, that's the guy from Jeopardy, the guy that never lost, the awesome guy, he's so damn good, the guy who went up against the IBM computer Watson. Head-to-head in Jeopardy, there's no way he could be beat. Okay, well, maybe James Holzhauer could put up a fight against Ken Jennings head-to-head. I'm looking forward to the next All-Star Tournament, and James can be a part of it. James Holzhauer has averaged more money per show. He's averaging over $75,000 per win than the previous single high game score. So it's like you go to the arcade and you see, oh, there's the high score. I'm going to beat it. So James beats it. And then he plays again and beats it again. And then he plays it again and beats it again. And it's almost a never-ending loop. And all of a sudden, the top 20 scorers or whatever, the same person. That's what's happening on Jeopardy right now. And it's funny, as I was watching it on Friday, it was a sports question. It's about left-handed people. And Steve Young was the subject. Goes, oh, Steve Young and this team, the greatest route in NFL Super Bowl history. Over the Bengals. And Steve, James, obviously sports better. He goes, oh, I know this one. This was the first bet I ever lost. San Francisco 49ers. James Holzhauer dominating the Jeopardy landscape and starting to dominate social media too. Even Michelle Beadle was tweeting about him. There's multiple people in the sports world on social media talking about James Holzhauer and his impressive run. He doesn't get questions wrong. When he does double Jeopardy, when he gets daily doubles, excuse me, he's betting weird amounts or all of it, and he's getting them right. I think he's gotten maybe 10 questions wrong on this entire run, it feels like. I'm sure it's been a couple more. But it feels like he's only gotten a handful of questions wrong on this entire run he's been on. Moving on, next winner. Draymond Green and the Golden State Warriors. Golden State Warriors, fifth straight trip to the NBA Finals. They'll be looking for a three-peat. Who their opponent will be? They'll either be the Raptors or the Milwaukee Bucks. But the Warriors, fifth straight appearance in the NBA Finals. More straight finals trips than any team in any other sport except the Boston Celtics. Baseball, hockey, football, nobody made it five times. Nobody has done it like the Warriors except for the Boston Celtics. But specifically in that sweep of the Portland Blazers, Draymond Green, let me just tell you about his stats. He didn't lead the series in scoring, obviously not, but he did lead the series in rebounding. 3.5 more rebounds more than the next guy. Draymond had 11.8. Second place was Steph Curry with 8.3. Draymond had 8.8 assists. That led all players. Damian Lillard was second with 8.5. Draymond Green had 2.3 steals, which was more than Seth Curry and Klay Thompson, who both had 1.8 per game. And Draymond had 2.8 blocks, almost 3 blocks per game, more than Mo Harkless and Klay Thompson, who each had 1.3. It's the dominance of the Golden State Warriors. Without Kevin Durant, they still swept the Portland Blazers. Sorry, Portland Trail Blazers. In the Western Conference Finals, without Kevin Durant, They beat the Houston Rockets still. Kevin Durant. There's all the drama. Oh, is he going to come back? The media. Oh, yeah, the Warriors don't need Kevin Durant. Look how they're playing. Kevin Durant makes your team better. But having a guy like Draymond Green also makes your team better. All in all, it's just winning. Moving on, next winner, Floyd Allen. I know, who? Let me tell you about Floyd Allen's story. It's pretty great. He tore his ACL in high school. It ruined his chance at a Division I scholarship. He went to Bethany College of the NAIA. He went to two junior colleges. He would run from his job to practice daily. He quit football, ended up homeless and was sleeping in his car. He walked on at Ole Miss as a wide receiver. He ended up earning a scholarship and now, as an undrafted free agent, has signed with the Houston Texans this week, and he has an NFL contract. Anytime you hear a story about a guy persevering like that, you have to root for him. You have to wish him well. And if you're Dominic Menez, you have to make him a winner. My last winner. We're almost out of winners. Miami Marlins. They were on a 6-game win streak this week. 1 week ago, they were on the losers list for not having scored a run in almost a week. And here they are, a week later, on the winners list, 6 straight wins. Shout out to the Marlins. Good job. Just a very good job. Because there's not a lot of talent on that roster. Let me tell you now, there's not a lot of talent on that roster. But here we are celebrating the Miami Marlins. And I've got one loser before we wrap things up here at the diner. And that one loser?
Le who? The her.
The Miami Marlins. I know. What are you talking about, Dom? You literally just put them on your winners list. Let me explain to you why they're also losers this week. The AAA Las Vegas Aviators, brand new team to baseball, are drawing more fans per game than the Major League Miami Marlins. That's right. A AAA team in Vegas is drawing more than the Marlins. Aviators are averaging 9,617 fans per game. The Marlins, 9,360. Almost 250 fans less than a AAA team. It almost counts as a good job, good effort too, but we'll spare the Marlins. We gave them a winner spot. Let's leave it there. You know what else we're going to leave there? That's it. The diner's done. It's time to close up. Thank you so much for joining me. Remember, I'm Dominic Jimenez. You can find us here at the diner Saturdays, part of the Taco Man audio magazine on Sports Byline USA and Sirius XM. Until next week, we hope you enjoy the rest of the show. Remember, you are listening to the Taco Man audio magazine on Sports Byline USA and Sirius XM Radio.
Green finds Curry. Open three. Puts it in. Curry, another three. Got it. Booster for 10, and Curry, oh my goodness, from about 5 feet beyond the arc, Bogut with the block. Green, back to Curry, bang, Curry again, back out Curry, Curry for three, it's good.
This is Sports Overnight America.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Isn't that nice?
What a crowd, huh?
Yeah, they love you.
Really nice. Okay, how you doing? Okay?
I'm doing fine. That's You're great. Looking real good.
Yeah?
Real good. Yeah.
No, but I've been working hard, Johnny, and I'm trying to relax, you know. I go to Las Vegas next week, the resorts after that. I got an album coming out, a movie coming out. I'm working very hard.
Yeah.
Well, you know, my father, he was a workaholic.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You mentioned work, he got drunk.
I did that.
But I finally solved my drinking problem. I joined Alcoholics Anonymous, you know.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I still drink. I use a different name, that's all. Now, I tell you, my problem is I drink too much, way too much.
Yeah.
I get my doctor a urine specimen. There was an olive in it. Hey, when I drink, I don't know what I'm doing. I was loaded one night, I went to a gay bar. Ooh, it was ridiculous. It was 15 guys for every guy. Now, I'm never lucky in bars. I saw a sign of a one bar. It said topless, bottomless. I went inside. There was no one there.
Life ain't easy.
I mean, nothing works, sir. You had to decide to look out for number one, and I stepped to number two. And smoking, that's another one. Yeah. Try to stop smoking. That's a beauty, huh? Well, with cigarettes, my wife and I, we made a deal, my wife and I. We only smoke after sex. I got the same pack now since 1975. What bothers me is my wife. She's up to 3 packs a day. I tell you the truth, and my wife and I, we never have sex.
No.
Now, we get undressed, we can't stop laughing, you know? But I'll tell you one thing, when my wife does have sex, she screams. Ooh, especially when I walk in on her. Ooh. Now, you kid, I know my wife cheats on me. Every time I come home, the parrot says, quick, out the window, you know?
Wrapping up another edition of the Taco Matt Audio Magazine, folks, want to thank my man, of course, talking about Seth Meyers, the great Seth Meyers. Each and every week, Seth sort of helps us out with his inspiration and his humor, and straight up, Dominic Jimenez. Dom's Diner, what can I say? Dom just tells it like it is. Dom does it in a way that it's entertaining, it's artful, and it's all Dominic. It's just all Dominic. Straight up, Dominic Jimenez, of course, a featured star here on the Taco Matt Audio Magazine. Of course, we come to you each and every Saturday night, Pacific time, at 10 p.m. Pacific time. That's 1 a.m. East time, Sunday morning. Straight up, this is the Taco Matt Audio Magazine, live on Sports Pond. Want to thank my producer, the one, the only, the executive producer, the great Scott Cuddy. Until next time, don't forget, the Taco Matt Audio Magazine, Saturday night, 10 p.m. Pacific time, live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, Channel 211, the Dan Patrick Channel, and 1,000 other platforms. So next week, this is the Taco Man.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Give us some money.
Yeah, give us some money.